Okay, so the obligatory, can you hear me at the back? Yes, excellent. Right, so I'm going to be talking to you today about the success that we've had with ebooks at the University of Portsmouth. I'm going to be showing you a mixture of statistics and survey results, and as we move through, I'll explain why we think we've been so successful in the student uptake of ebooks. And at the moment, I'm the faculty librarian for the whole of the humanities and social science subject areas. So that's everything from languages to education to politics to sociology, literature, history, etc., and journalism. Okay, so for those of you that don't know anything about Portsmouth University, we are a post-1992 university, currently with around 20,000 full-time equivalent students. And we began a trial of networked ebooks back in 2004. And right from the start, we've always had a fairly substantial number of ebooks, so 15,000 initially, and we're now up to 87,500. So you can see we've got various suppliers of the ebooks, and obviously students have different preferences, but they do use them very heavily. And currently, according to the latest Sconnel strategic planning data, which compares statistics of various sorts across the higher education libraries in the UK, and the statistics show that we've got the highest use of ebooks in the whole country when you look at section requests, and section requests are what are reported on the BR2 reports for ebooks. And this chart is just showing you how our use has increased from 2004 onwards. So we very rapidly in that first year went up to 1 million section requests, and we then had a gradual increase over a few years up to 2 million. And then something's happened in the last 2 years, which means we've had another very steep rise, and for the current academic year we're expecting it to go through 4 million requests, section requests for the current academic year. This doesn't include the May data, and May is one of the two highest months of use that we found from previous academic years. And in case you're wondering, I will explain later on in the talk why I think there's been this steep rise again in the last 2 years. Okay, so as Jill was saying, humanities and social science areas are naturally high use of print books. Like Jill, we've got many reading lists that will have 300 to 400 items, especially in history and politics subject areas. So there's a wide range of subject material that the students are interested in. The data that I've got here is based on our last year of Athens usage. So that's the 2008-09 academic year when we moved across to Shibboleth authentication for electronic resources. We lost the ability to divide our users, find out who exactly was using the ebooks. But we've got a lot of data that I'll show you later on, which indicates the subject areas are much the same as these. So I'm interested in what Jill was saying about EBL being able to provide that that additional information that tells you exactly who's using them. So the data that I'm going to be presenting in the next few slides is based on a couple of surveys that we've done across our faculties with the two highest areas of use. So we did a survey back in 2009, which got over 1,000 responses. And because we wanted to see if things had moved on, we've just repeated it this spring. And you can see there I've had over 1,000 responses from the humanities and social science students. And I have to say that high response rate is a lot to do with the good cooperation I've got from the humanities and social science lecturers who let me take up the first 5 minutes of their lectures to hand out a paper form and get the data back from the whole group of students very easily. And you can see my technology librarian colleague didn't have such great success with the lecturers in technology there. Okay, so we've got some information here about how often the students are using ebooks. And you can see in the 3 years there has been a big change in the number of humanities and social science students who are saying that they use ebooks either occasionally or often. So they're now up to 85% of students saying that, and we've got hardly any students saying they don't use ebooks in humanities and social sciences. Technology, on the other hand, still up over 10% saying that they don't use ebooks. And equally, I had 83% of the humanities and social science students saying that ebooks are very useful or quite useful for their courses, down at 67% for technology. Okay, this is an interesting one. When we first did this survey, very many students were saying about using the ebooks mostly or only at home. And surprisingly, that has dropped slightly in the current academic year. Still at 45%, so it is quite a reasonable proportion. But we noticed that this year, especially among the male full-time undergraduate students, they were saying that they're using ebooks mostly in university. And we do get a lot of complaints about that there not being enough computers and laptops around the place. So perhaps that move to the students wanting to use the resources more on campus is partly driving those complaints. Okay, so we're interested in finding out why the students believe they're using the ebooks. And of course, convenience is top there for both groups of students. 3 years ago, the fact that the print copy had been taken out of the library was very significant for humanities and social science students, but I was interested to see that this year that's dropped to 22.5% from 28% 3 years ago. So perhaps that's a reflection of the fact that ebooks are becoming more part of the standard learning package for the humanities and social science students. But also I have to point out that whereas 3 years ago the technology students were saying they preferred to get the information online, that too has dropped. So the things that stood out individually for both groups of students have both dropped this year, and convenience has risen. And particularly for technology students, the ease of searching has risen. But as you'll see in a minute, ease of searching is incredibly important across all groups of students as well. Okay, so I wanted to let you hear a bit of the student voice. We heard from Jill some of what the Newcastle students are saying. So these are some comments from the Portsmouth students. So it is all about convenience, not having to get to the library. And of course, the big thing is that if somebody's beaten you to the library, you can still complete your coursework successfully. So that, according to one of my American Studies U2 students, was the main reason for using the ebooks and why they're so useful. So a few more comments here. Interesting, somebody's picking up on the don't have to pay fines. So we're providing satisfaction there by the permanent access to the ebooks. The copy and paste and the word searching and then just reading small chunks of the book is perhaps a concern for my academic colleagues, but it's something that the students really do value in the electronic books. OK, Okay, so we then were interested to find out, given that the books are so popular, would our students actually prefer print or would they prefer electronic books? So we asked them, given a free choice, which would you prefer to use? And you can see that for humanities students, as you might expect, we've still got 51% of the students saying they would prefer a print book. But interestingly, there is a difference between the male and female students. So male students 3 years ago, 57% said they prefer a print book. That's now dropped to 47%. And 24% of the male students were saying they'd actually prefer an e-book, compared to 16% of the female students. So there is quite a gender gap there in preference for e against print. And I just wanted to show you this slide to show that the students do think about the choices that they're making. Although they love the convenience of the e-books, they don't automatically choose them all the time. And they say that the choice depends very much on how much they have to read. And they comment that e-books are for ease, but printed books are better when you really need to get the grasp of something. So some of our top 10 titles. So this is the 2011 data. Sage Dictionary of Criminology has been our most popular ebook ever since 2005. And that's probably because we've got a lot of distance learners in the criminology area. But I would like to draw your attention to the bottom two books on this list. We bought that book about Afghanistan in mid-September, and it made it onto the top 10 list for the whole of 2011, just in the September to December usage. An Introduction to Early Modern English is even better than that. I bought that on the 2nd of November, and it got to number 9 in the list of top 10 books for 2011. Okay, so why are we managing to get these 3 to 4 million section requests per academic year? Well, right from the start, we've had a large number of e-books available. And one of the English literature students commented that it is this wide range that appeals to them. And she said she'd never failed to find something useful for her assignments. Like Jill, we've got increased numbers of students, lack of space and money to fund multiple copies. And really for the business students and for the criminology students, 100 copies of a book on the shelf wouldn't be enough. So ebooks is the only practical way of funding that kind of demand. Distance learners, I mentioned criminology, have a large number. They have around 1,000 distance learners at both foundation, undergraduate and postgraduate level. We're one of the largest schools of criminology in the country. But we also have other areas such as translation, teaching English as a foreign language, which do distance learning MA courses. So now some student factors. Well, you've already seen from the comments that students value the convenience. And yes, we can all predict that. But I don't know if this is true in your libraries as well. I suspect it is because it's so well ingrained at Portsmouth. But we see the shelves get decimated the week when the assignment is due. So students really do leave it till the last minute to collect the books. And for those students who are leaving it sometimes till the night before, the e-book is the only way of ensuring that they've got high quality academic information to successfully complete the assignment. And again, in their busy, crowded lives that are full of jobs to make ends meet, as well as the academic work, then the word searching and the copy and paste is really a valued tool which helps them. increasingly, we're finding that students have very little experience prior to coming to university of using libraries. They maybe used them when they were toddlers, perhaps a little bit in primary school, but a lot of the students we see haven't any recent experience of libraries, and they find it incredibly difficult. They don't even know that such things as catalogues exist when we first see them. And so for students like that, who are used to working in the Google environment, the ebook is a natural way of finding information for them, so much easier than having to find the catalogue, get to the shelves, find the book on the shelves. And we've got this enthusiastic uptake in humanities and social sciences. That is backed up very strongly by the lecturers in those subject areas, right from the level of dean downwards. So the dean and the associate dean are very interested in the results of the electronic book usage, came along to the presentations that I did when we did the survey back in 2009 to find out what was going on. And as a result of what they found out, last year they gave me a special pot of money to buy extra ebooks to meet the demands of the students. But right from the beginning, we've engaged the lecturers first. So back in the summer of 2004, we were running hands-on workshops to show the lecturers the benefits of e-books, and some of the older academics came along and immediately spotted some books which would fulfil the needs of key weekly reading. So they put those onto their reading lists, and the students then get used to the idea of e-books and use them throughout the rest of the course because they find them so useful. So having got to the lecturers saw how important it was to find out about the features of the electronic books. And so coming along to the library for a hands-on session is a compulsory part of the study skills units across humanities and social science units. My technology colleague gets a lecture slot where he has to cover very many different subjects. So again, that could partly account for the difference in uptake between the technology and the humanities and social science students. Now, if you think back to the graph that I showed where we had the steep takeoff in the last 2 years again, driving it upwards to 4 million section requests, well, in the last 2 years, we've been systematically checking our reading lists to find the ebook matches and deliberately buying the ebooks in rather than just taking the whole package as it's offered. And the other thing that we've been doing over the last 2 years, we get a weekly list of all the reservation requests where more than two students have reserved the book. And we've been deliberately buying ebooks which match the books on those reservation lists. And I've put up a couple of examples there to show you that buying to meet the reservations, again, really does meet the student needs. Okay, just in case you're wondering about value for money, this is what I've done in the current academic year, 264 ebooks bought at around £18,000. They're coming in on average at 14p, per section request on those 264 books. So we're getting a lot better value than some of our print books. And somebody earlier on was saying about feeding back to the academics. These 264 books I've just been presenting to the Teaching Learning Committee and the Library Committee, the spreadsheet showing which books we've bought, how much they cost, how much they've been used, and what the cost per use is per book. So we're continually feeding back to the academics to show them that they are getting good value for money with this. In case you think it's all fantastic, like Jill, we've got some of the things that students wish could be better. So again, even more ebooks wanted. Technology students particularly mentioned wanting to download onto any device that they own. That was less of a concern for the humanities and social science students. It's about 10% of the technology students said that, less than 1% of the humanities students mentioned it. Students do like the scroll feature on Google Books, because a lot of them this year were saying they're using Google Books in addition to the ones we're buying in. So something like that could be introduced into other e-books. That would make it even easier for the students to use them. And as we found out 3 years ago, the students are still finding it difficult sometimes to read on screen. So that's why there will still be the students who just simply prefer to use print despite the convenience of the e-books. So I'll just finish by leaving you with one of the student comments. That was the first year student who I think neatly encapsulated a lot of the reasons why the e-books are so popular. So thank you very much.
Thanks for that, Anne. You've kept us absolutely to time. So again, I think we can open it out to a couple of questions at least, if not more. I've got one hand up over on the left. Again, you can wait for the microphone. And as usual, I think we've heard from you before, haven't we?
Hi, I'm just clarifying what a section request is per usage. Is that chapter or chapters? Is there an amount specified there?
The BRT definition of a section request is a view, copy, or print. So it could be that the student is either viewing it, copying it, or printing it, and it doesn't have to be the whole chapter. It could just be one page.
I see, but it's not the whole book. In other words,
no, not the whole book.
Small portion.
No, they're not allowed legally to download the whole book.
That's what I thought. Okay, so there's a limit. Is that like a 10% or 15% or below that?
It's the 5% limit for the
5%.
UK copyright. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Can I maybe have just asked from the chair, I guess most of your usage statistics and patterns are essentially based on delivering PDF to PC or laptop screen. That's how it's currently working. But do you think that once, if we do move into a kind of newer regime where you're delivering to different kinds of devices with the kinds of things that Greg was talking about, just for lunch, for example, would you see that changing, or how would you see that changing?
I think it's going to meet the needs of some of the students. I think somebody earlier on said it, variety, not all students are the same. Some are so used to this system that they'll prefer that, but others would love the ability to use them on their mobile devices as well.
Okay, anything else from... Okay, thanks again for that. And we move on to Steve Around.